Recovery Radio, KMP 3000 Oaks.
Ah, yes. You are listening to the Recovery Radio Podcast on KMP 3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail. You can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. Visit my website, recoveryradiokmp3.com. And to get the books, go to sarcasticbigbook.com. And as always, so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day's just getting started. Maybe it's just winding down. Maybe you're driving around somewhere. Maybe you're curled up by a fire. Maybe you're running. Maybe you're exercising. I don't know what you're doing, but here we are. You and me. And I am glad for that. I am grateful I have no desire to drink. And I do have my regular coffee right here. I love it. Do you spend time thinking about who you spend your time with and why? I never used to, but I do now. Very deliberate about how I spend my time now. We used to spend a lot of time with people who were not good for me and not good to me. We used to spend a lot of time with people who made me feel worse about the world, worse about myself. I mean, there was a time I was sober a couple years. I was seeing someone who threw me out of a moving car, and I stayed with them. I mean, I don't understand anything remotely close to what I was thinking about back then, but I just did not put a lot of time into that wasn't where I was at. I was thinking about so many other things. Moot. Irrelevant. Unanswerable. Things. So much that I just never thought about the basics. In terms of this. And I've talked about it on here a lot, but I just thought I was supposed to be helpful and tolerant of everyone and everything. And people say acceptance is the answer to all my problems, and you got to be helpful, and you can never say no to AA requests. And just because of all those things, I would just people please. I would just say yes. All sorts of situations that I would have me saying no today. Would you think about that? Do you notice how you feel when you part ways with someone? Do you feel more like yourself? Less like yourself? Do you feel empowered? Strengthened? seen. Supported? Or do you feel confused, depleted, drained, ignored, invisible, or something in between? Does that matter? I'll tell you, when you have a near-death experience, as I have had, it does change you. Changed me. Changed how I thought about all this. Drastically. I was already really good at saying no to things and to people. I'm really good at that. It doesn't faze me. Because I've learned over the years that a lot of times saying no is very helpful and very loving. And it's very unloving to not say no sometimes. It's actually very helpful to say yes to some things, say yes to some people, to say no to other people. And no to other things. And I'm just thinking about this because I'm thinking about how I spend my time and how deliberately I spend my time now in my life. It's very deliberate. And it's taken me a long time. Do you think about these things? And to bring this back to the big book and the program, I think it says, I think about the fact that it says, our job now is to be of maximum helpfulness to God and to the people about us. That's our job now. My job now is to fit myself to be of maximum usefulness to God and the people around me. What does that mean? And again, I used to just think that that meant maximum helpfulness, just as maximum amount of yeses. But I don't feel that way anymore. It's very selfish of me to say yes to everything and everyone because a lot of times I say yes, and it is fear-based. I say yes because I'm afraid of what you'll think of me. And so I'll say yes. So I'll be afraid of what you think or not think or say or won't say or something. I mean, keeping it even simpler, if it's fear-based, I try not to trust it. That's it. Simple as that. Fear is a manifestation of self. If I'm saying yes out of fear or no out of fear, I'm trying to trust either of those things. Does that make sense? But my head used to be going constantly, constant. So I could never even have thoughts like this for a long time because I was just so busy in my head. But I'm trying to not honor fear and I'm trying to be loving, then I am being more deliberate about how I spend my time and what I agree to do. It's gotten a lot easier for me over the years. I don't know. Do you think about these things? You know what? Since it is Casual Friday, I am going to read some random things from More Sarcastic Daily Meditations. It's my favorite of all the books. Okay, I'm just going to read random pages, okay? July 9th. As long as someone got off to the thought of having sex with you, it was a good day. July 8th. Never assume that someone isn't dying to hear your opinion simply because they didn't ask you for it. July 24th. Be serious about recovery until you get a good job. July 20th, if you're in a bad mood, don't say hi to people. That just makes sense and seems fair. Let's see. It puts you on a positive course when you spend your time with negative people. We're just kind of talking about that. August 21st. When all is said and done, you will be remembered for the kind of car you drove. All right. I think I'll stop right there. Enough of those shenanigans. And that's it. I want to give a shout out to Mallory, to Wes, to Ross. Special get well to Teets. We're all pulling for you, buddy. And we're all pulling for you, buddy. Dr. Wu and Richard and Katie. And a special shout out to Chelsea and Dave. And if anybody needs to hear it, everything is okay. I gotta go. I got a photo shoot at a chapel in Vegas. It's almost called Wedding Bells. I'll just say that. It's very close to Wedding Bells, but since I'm not a pervert and I'm not crass or rude or, and since I never say inappropriate things, I'll just stop right there. It almost says Wedding Bells, but it just doesn't quite. Do you get it? Dumb. All right, dude, shut up. Go. Be done. I'm out. I'm gonna leave. Waiter. Do you have a trench coat that I could just hide under? Somebody walks me out right now. I appreciate that. Yeah, and I just had the coffee. Just the coffee and the shame. All right. I don't know why my life was saved, but I am going to go try to live a life that was worth saving. And I hope you do.